You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Come on. Good morning. It is time to get up with off-season intrigue. Say It Ain't So, Saquon, leading the list on Tag Day. We've got news. It isn't good. Meanwhile, the surprises are all coming in the most important place. Just how sideways this may all go for one star QB. And then my green list today, the one move I do expect that will change absolutely everything, all that and a whole lot more. Let's go, everybody. We're back and better than ever on a Wednesday. Good to be back. Lewis is here, Kmart, Bartholomew, and I will say this.
Thank you, Zach.
I'm playing hurt. I just want everyone to understand the bravery that is required here. I got a paper, a bad-looking paper cut here on the finger, but we're taped up and we're ready to go.
I told you, Scrooge McDuck, quit conning all that money.
Hand in the butt. Yeah, I got. So was, I almost couldn't stay for this, Lewis, but I know you needed me.
Let's go.
Let's roll it. I was counting the money. Let's play a game of tag. You're it. The NFL's franchise tag window is now open. Which players will be counting their money? Kmart, Chris Jones, let's start there in Kansas City. Tag or no tag?
Oh, I give this man whatever he wants. Here's the thing. I think you should tag him, right? Just to ensure that you don't lose him. But here's the thing. Oh, excuse me. No tag him. Sorry. Don't tag him because he commands top dollar at that position. I know they have Legarius Sneed, another guy that they could keep. I would tag Sneed over Chris Jones.
One way or another, you got to bring both those guys back. Mm-hmm. You don't win the Super Bowl without either one of them. Let's talk about T. Higgins, Lewis. Tag or no tag?
Yeah, you got to tag him. You got to work out a long-term deal here. You know, Jamar Chase is coming up in 2025 to be a free agent. Tyler Boyd's also a free agent this year. You got to let him walk. You got to prioritize T. T has shown when Jamar has not been there, he's a legit number one. He's the kind of guy that can go ahead and win you games with big plays outside, inside. He can do it all. And look, Joe Burrow's back on the redemption tour coming off that injury in 2024. They need T. Higgins in the fold.
Absolutely. And then Bartholomew, all eyes here in New York on Saquon Barkley. Tag or no tag?
No tag, man. Listen, Joe Shane, you know, needs to just tell Saquon, listen, man, we're just not that into you. They're out here treating Saquon like a side piece, man. They give him just enough to make him satisfied. Like, go, he done. They not commit to you long term, man. They just wait for a better, cheaper option, Saquon. Get the picture, man.
That's a good analogy, though. That's a great analogy.
Holy
cow. It is, unfortunately.
In the commercial, you'll explain it to me. But let's just very briefly
on that.
Because look, there's a lot of us who sit here, right? And all I do is watch football. I never coached it. I never played it. But all I watch it, and I say that guy is the most important guy in his own team by far. Mm-hmm. He is the only reason that they made the playoffs 2 years ago. He's the only reason they weren't the worst team in the NFL this past year.
Yep.
And yet, all they just don't want it. They're just all, not all that into him. And when I asked you this morning, well, if he becomes a free agent, this team, that team, you're telling me you don't think anybody is breaking the bank for him.
No, I don't, because it's just a question of value. And you can get better value with a younger player that has less mileage on their tires and has more tread on their tires and really, quite honestly, can probably produce more explosives, break more tackles, and be more of a factor back, in the words of Merle Hodge, than what Saquon can at this point in his career. And look, when he came out, I was one of his biggest fans. But that's why I'm saying, hey, look, if you're the Giants, you're not breaking the bank. You're not going to go ahead and sign him to a deal that's going to put you in any kind of cap difficulty. And when you think about other teams, like naturally, there's going to be other teams that come up and you go, well, could he be a difference maker?
Cowboys?
I just don't see it. I don't see him being the kind of back. See, the Cowboys need a certain kind of back. They need a tackle breaker. They need a between the tackles type of runner, downhill runner. They need Derrick Henry. I know, Bart, I know you think the same thing, and I agree. You need that back who, honestly, from a defensive perspective, you go, I don't want no more of that guy. I don't want any more because it's starting to hurt to hit him. Dallas needs that kind of guy, and that's not Saquon.
Listen, Saquon can, I think, provide, you know, tremendous value for a certain team. You got the right state, wrong team, wrong division. I think him with C.J. Stroud, with all those weapons they have, they can afford at this point because they have $62 million of salary cap space to overpay just slightly for what Saquon brings, not only on the field, but in the locker room. You talk about giving a guy like C.J. Stroud that type of weapon with what he already has outside. I think that would be the perfect relationship.
Do we expect, you were talking about the, I always like your relationship dynamics. I mean, do we expect a breakup here? Is that coming between the Giants and Saquon Barkley?
I would not be surprised, because last year, as Bart pointed out, the Giants loved Saquon, but didn't love him enough. They tagged him, and then Saquon was like, I've been a good soldier. I've been a good guy. I've done it the right way, and still, I feel like I'm begging for money. Now, less production after last season, and you're going to have to, if you tag him, it's going to be more money than they even wanted to give him last year. Like, it just, the dollars and cents don't add up, but I disagree with Lewis. I do think he would bring value to the Cowboys. I do not think Saquon is done by any means. I wish the Cowboys had addressed their running back situation last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, see value, right? All right. So we're talking about future performance projection, right? That's what contracts always are.
Yeah.
Right. See, many people don't really want to look at it that way.
Right.
They think contracts are supposed to be a reward for what you did. In football, don't work like that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about running backs. Running backs are like a sports car. As soon as you drive them out, every single carry, their value goes down. I didn't make it that way. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So for Saquon, what I'm saying is this. If you're in New York, you're sitting there and you're going, and you look at it objectively, you're going, he has produced less explosives, getting less yards after contact, after initial contact, since his injury. It started to go downhill. So if I'm a football team like Dallas, where I'm sitting there going, look, Tony Pollard is a sports car. He is not a they need a guy between the tackles. He's just not that kind of guy anymore. He's not. He's a fringe guy. He's on the perimeter guy. He's a screen guy. He's a guy you need to get into space. They already have one of those kind of guys, and you see what happened.
Right.
They need a different profile.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
So that's that part of it, and we'll see whether we all agree or disagree on this piece of it. We'll keep an eye on Saquon Barkley. But with regard to the Cowboys,
yeah.
Whilst I was away, I don't know what's going on around here. I mean, people, you can't let me go, because when I leave, all hell seems to break loose. Did you see Micah Parsons sitting down with Stephen A. on his show?
Yeah.
I just want you to witness a little bit of this.
Besides Patrick Mahomes, what other quarterback in the AFC has accomplished anything to get more credit than Dak?
Joe Flacco. Josh Allen.
Did he finish?
No. But they got further.
It doesn't matter how far you get. If you're going home and you're not tearing the ring, it doesn't matter. What have they done?
They've done more than that.
Josh Allen almost made it to the NFL Super Bowl.
He made it to an AFC Championship.
It doesn't matter. He couldn't beat the number one guy. It doesn't matter. He couldn't beat the number one guy. He couldn't beat the number one guy.
Joe Burrow beat the number one guy.
And then he lost to Stafford. And then he lost to Stafford. He lost to Stafford.
What is going on?
Yeah, really, what are we doing?
I mean,
we're in the Matrix, man. He took the blue pill.
So, look, let me make myself perfectly clear. That's magnificent television. That's magnificent for us. That's magnificent for Steve. The only question I have is, who told Micah Parsons it's a good idea at 24 years old? He's not Shannon Sharp, retired and in the Hall of Fame. Why is he sitting there yelling back and forth with Stephen A. like they are literally doing an episode of First Take?
He doesn't know.
That was First Take, and it was magnificent. But why is he doing it?
He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Exactly. But he thinks he knows everything. He's 24. The veteran version of Michael Parsons is going to be squeamish when he looks at some of the comments and statements that the younger Michael Parsons, has made.
Aren't we all?
He don't know that he doesn't know, right? And he has a lot of maturing to do, and he doesn't know what this game's all about, even though at the tender age of 24, he thinks he's seen it all and done it all. He has a lot to learn about the business. And the problem is right now, because everybody wants to be able to put their voice out there, he comments on too many things. He's worrying about his post-career during his active career at the same time. You can't do both. He needs to focus more on being a football player, because everything else comes with success. And he doesn't want to be one of these guys that never really won anything. Does he want to be Brandon Marshall, a guy that has a tremendous career but never really accomplished anything? That's how you become part of the elite conversation to players. Can't be the best player that never won nothing or did anything or got on a big stage.
Yeah, there's a difference between getting clicks and getting respect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And see, he's not really gaining respect by making these outlandish statements. Respect is kind of like, I just think about to the days of Ronnie Lott and back in the old, I don't want to become that get off my lawn guy.
Right.
But really, that's what it's about. And see, when you were talking about, like, where he said, like, what quarterback in the AFC has done more than Dak? Like, I can tell you this from talking to teams in the AFC, from talking to people at the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll tell you the kind of quarterbacks that they fear. And I love Dak Prescott. Didn't nobody fear in Dak Prescott.
Right.
They fear Josh Allen. They fear Lamar. They fear Joe. They fear Joe because of his mind, because they feel as though he can do it with Patrick on the same level. Yeah. They fear Josh because they think Josh is just a freak, and it's hard to really defend. So when he's talking about that kind of stuff, that's just, you're right, that's just good media stuff.
I can say Jordan Love.
It really doesn't do anything, though. It's not doing anything.
But wait, I think we're – look, that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
But here's the point. Why is he doing my job? My job is to sit
well,
around.
Well, you know
going,
what?
Well, what quarterback in the AFC? That's a topic bar on the bottom of the screen on GetUp. Which AFC quarterback has accomplished more than Dak Prescott? What the hell difference does it make?
You know what?
Why is Micah Parsons talking
this
about
it? This is exactly why Emmett was saying what he was saying.
That's what I mean.
No, there's no doubt. See, look, the Cowboys built up the reputation, build up this following to where we talk about them like we talk about them because of what Troy did, what Emmett did, what Irvin did, what Eric Williams did, Larry Allen did, and everyone else that has come after them are just riding their coattails and benefit. It ain't because of nothing they're doing on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because they're winning championships or having some kind of transcendent type of play on the field. It's because of what those guys did. And see, that's the thing that right now is starting to run real thin with people and get real tiring.
In fairness to Micah,
it's not
about killing him. He's a phenomenal player.
No question.
But he has to learn how to be a leader. And being a leader, what comes with that is experience, which to no fault of his own, he doesn't have it. He thinks he has enough experience, but he's 24 years old.
That's not an excuse either.
No, it's
Ed
not
Reed,
an excuse.
I was there with Ed Reed. He was 24 years old. He was a leader.
Because I'm trying to explain this. So this isn't about ripping Micah Parsons, but he has to understand that if Emmett Smith's words didn't cause him to take a pause, that's a problem. Because Emmett, what he said to me, that was mind-blowing. Because for him to speak like that, because that hit the nail on the head.
It's becoming white noise with Micah.
Yes.
And it's not about what you say. It's when you say it, and people don't respect that. He's losing respect not only, you know, I believe around the league, but also within his own organization and his locker room. Like, attitude reflects leadership. And he's not reflecting the proper attitude of what winners say. That's what.
Well, you know what? He's talking about the right things, but just say less and do more. All right? See, like down in Kansas City, like, you don't hear their defensive
leader. Chris Jones.
You don't hear them saying this kind of stuff. They just do it. They just go out on the. They don't sit there and go, you know, on a podcast and go, you know what we got to do? We got to make sure the 15 knows if he throws an interception, we're going to have his back. They don't need to say. They just do it. If you just do that and you just win, all of a sudden, you know what? All the different interview offers and all kinds of stuff will come at you tenfold. You don't need to sit here and drum up all this kind of crap for us to talk about that really doesn't mean anything. But you're right. It does give us stuff to talk about.
Look, I mean,
they
it's magnificent content, but that's not his job.
Exactly.
And I think it actually is detrimental to his job. I'm old enough that I was doing talk shows when Troy Aikman and Emmett Smith and Michael Irvin were playing. And you know what? There were people who questioned Troy then.
Sure.
There were people who said, oh, look at his numbers. They're not what some of the other elite quarterback numbers are, blah, blah, blah. You know what Emmett Smith didn't do?
Yeah.
He didn't go on an interview and start comparing him to the best quarterbacks in the AFC.
You just
take care of business.
That's right.
And then that answers the question by itself. All right. We got to see what else I need to fix in all the time that I've been gone. As we continue in a moment, it was the unfollow heard around the world. Did Justin just give a huge clue about his future on social media? We're talking about it. Plus, NFL rosters being reset as we speak. We've got the best fits for the players that can turn teams into instant contenders. Don't miss it. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get Up is brought to you by Anscape's Sacred Soil, streaming only on Hulu February 23rd. All right, Kmart is here, and as always, we love nothing more than we love that picture of Kmart and the look of shock on her face. So here's our game. Kmart, would you be shocked if Russell Wilson isn't on any team next season?
Greeny, I hate to say it, but I would not be shocked. The most attractive thing about Russell Wilson right now is the contract and what you'd have to pay him, which could be theoretically next to nothing, thanks to the Broncos. The numbers, he played decent last year, but honestly, if you're a team with a new head coach or looking to start over, is Russell Wilson the guy that you want, or do you want a young quarterback? Do you want to get somebody that you can win with? I don't know if Russell's that guy.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of
He might that. Be right here next to me. Who
that
knows?
That would be something. We'll continue talking about that. How about this one? Would Kmart be shocked if Mike Evans signs in Kansas City?
All right, Greeny. I would not be shocked because Mike Evans is that dude. Every year, 1,000 yards, and look at the quarterbacks that he's played with. However, I understand the Chiefs have Chris Jones to contend with and L'Jarius Sneed. So Mike Evans wants to get paid. What is he going to command? But give Patrick a number one receiver, please. Oh. The man deserves it. Come on, he needs it.
This would be something else. Of course, Mike Evans once upon a time beat Kansas City in a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, would Kmart be shocked if the Bears decided to keep Justin Fields and trade away the top pick again?
Greeny, I would be so shocked. So shocked, the most shocked ever, if they decided to keep Justin Fields. Not because I don't believe it. I think they should. But every single GM that I talk to tells me that I'm crazy because they have to move on from Justin because Caleb Williams is just that special. But so I would be shocked, but I think they should.
Fair enough. I'll tell you why I would be shocked. Because Justin Fields has sent a message that this has already been communicated.
Passive aggressive.
That's how we communicate nowadays, the socials.
So once upon a time, when people wanted to get the word out there about something, they would call a press conference, right? There's something I need the world to know. I'm going to hold a press conference.
Yeah.
These days, they unfollow you on Instagram. And that's what Justin Fields has done. I was besieged with notes this weekend that Justin Fields is no longer following the Bears on Instagram. Now, what's not clear yet, or at least in my knowledge, is exactly when he unfollowed them. I love the fact that this is what we have reporters working on
now. Make it real.
So Kmart, get on that. But the point of it is this. If you just connect the dots.
Yep.
The combine is next week. It starts Monday. We're like 5 days away from that. Mm-hmm. That's where these trades happen, right? No one knows this better than you do. Mm-hmm. That's where the Bears traded away the number one pick a year ago. And so if the Bears are going to trade Justin Fields, which one assumes they are, then that's when it will happen. And so one can look at this and put two and two together and say maybe they have communicated to him that that's the plan that they have.
Yep.
And he said, okay, unfollow, and away we go.
Yeah, everybody communicates passive-aggressively through social media. You're right. An unfollow is like I mean, that's like screaming. That's screaming how I'm feeling.
Right.
All right, and it's unfortunate for the guy, because you know what? How many times do we talk about, when you're talking about quarterbacks all the time, about guys being set up for success? We know he wasn't set up for success in Chicago, yet everyone is like, well, Bart, we were just talking about it. Hit the reset button. Hit the reset. We get the rookie contract. We can start over. Sell hope. It's the offseason. He's getting caught up in that vortex. Now, I know Chicago knows more about him than any of us do. They know more about what his ultimate upside more than any of us do. But I'll tell you what, there will be no one in the NFL who I'm cheering for harder in 2024 than this guy. Mm-hmm. And I hope there are two teams in particular, we'll talk about them ad nauseum between now and the draft, that I hope he goes to. Because if he goes to one of these two teams, Justin Fields, Pittsburgh, what? Atlanta, one of those two teams, if he goes there, look out.
Let me just amplify that point quickly by saying we're not going to talk about it all the way to the draft, because I think this happens next week.
You know
I think
what?
This trade happens
the
next
sooner
week.
The better,
right?
Yes.
The sooner the better.
But doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, of course
you,
it
right?
does. Of course.
Happen.
You know what?
Yeah.
I mean, if the writing's on the wall and they've been able to like kind of come together and like work out compensation, then for sure. Then why not? Why wait? But I'm telling you, look, I just think that this guy, like we talk about moving goalposts. We had this conversation on this show multiple times mm-hmm. with multiple different people. The goalposts have been moved for this kid so many damn times, it's mm-hmm. kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We talk about all the time, set him up for success, mm-hmm. bring him in some protection, bring him some weapons. But in Chicago,
what did he not have? Yes,
none
all of
that. Let's
look.
Change the coordinators. Let's change everything for him. And then say, well, you know what? He's not good enough. Let's just start over with
right.
Caleb.
But it's fallen four, right? Like, Caleb Williams is potentially a generational talent. And both things can be true. Chicago can do what's in their best interest and also do what's in the best interest of Justin Fields as well. And I believe, like, people forget that Brett Favre did not get drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
He was a young quarterback that landed on his feet, and Atlanta wasn't ready to support him. And he went to Green Bay, and he became a Hall of Famer. Steve Young was not drafted by the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
He was a failed quarterback at Tampa where they were trying to figure it out, and he landed on his feet. I think, to your point, this can be one of those situations where he still can be a Hall of Famer. He still can be an All-Pro. Chicago's not ready to support him with that.
But you know what? Look, the end result still doesn't justify the process by which they went through to get there, right? So in the end, he could wind up being an All-Pro somewhere
and it could
else,
work out for
right?
both of them.
But the process by which they're kind of arriving at this, look, it wasn't setting him up for success,
right?
What they did to him. But so let's just picture this. Let's just picture he stays there. They trade down. They get a haul of draft picks.
Uh-huh.
And they continue to put wide receivers.
Do what they didn't do
exactly.
from
but,
the
but
start
we,
of his
But we have to answer that question that we have to answer about Dak. Now they got to pay him $60 million if he has one good year. And now they got to start figuring out how they're going to balance their books. This allows them to be able to
but
support
you know what?
The best supporting cast. It's more than one way to win a championship.
No, I got you.
You either win with the Patrick Mahomes way mm-hmm. or you win with the San Francisco way where you have a guy mm-hmm. on his first contract or the Russell Wilson way where you can create an environment.
I think
the other way is the safer way to win.
Quick, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think everyone chases that formula.
Yes.
Chases the young quarterback, build everything around them formula. And what winds up happening is they wind up pulling the plug on players over and over and over again until they mm-hmm. find that one. But, hey, look, you can win championships with a quarterback who you're paying top
yeah.
dollar.
But both ways. But it's harder because now that means you have to be right on depth. You have to be right on your salary cap. And it makes it a little bit more difficult. GMs want it the easy way.
Let me get very quickly from Kmart here. Is the expectation that these conversations are already happening? And am I right when I say, like, the combine next week feels like the logical place for this deal to get done?
Think about it. Like, Deshaun Watson, like, all these sort of quarterback moves, like, everybody in the NFL expects Justin Fields to be somewhere else.
Right.
And there's a reason. So those conversations will happen. I agree with Lou. The sooner it happens, the better. Not just for potentially Pittsburgh or Atlanta or the other teams to know what they have before the draft. It just makes sense for Justin, too.
He is also, by the way, following several players on the Falcons on Instagram.
He's from Atlanta. Greeny, don't try. Listen, Greeny, don't try to stir.
I am nothing if not a social media expert.
I want to be on
and so I'm telling you, I understand the meaning behind all of this. This deal is getting done in the next week.
Magic City going to be lit, baby.
Okay.
I got a bunch of other trades.
Lemon pepper wings, here we come.
That we need. My green list is next. I've got must see NFL offseason deals, one of which I think is going to happen and is going to change everything. That's next.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify.com/network.
We're back on Get Up at the bottom of the hour. Time for today's green list. Here are the top five moves I absolutely believe should happen in the NFL this offseason. And we begin at number five. You know what they say about how the grass is not always greener? You know who knows that better than anyone? Davante Adams. He decided to leave Aaron Rodgers, and look how it's worked out. All he's done is lose. The Jets are in desperation mode. They can trade absolutely anything in their future because they're going to get fired if they don't win it all this year. Reunite Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. The Jets should trade for Davante from the Raiders. At number four, another receiver who I think needs a change of scenery. Stephon Diggs, it is clearly over in Buffalo. I don't know why, but it is. So why not reunite him or unite him with his brother in Dallas? The Cowboys desperately need a player who can do exactly what Stephon Diggs can do. I don't know that he's a number one receiver anymore, even though people keep trying to tell me that he is. They have one in C.D. Lamb. He could be the missing piece to an offense that needs to take another step late in the season. Number three, we've talked about Justin Fields already this morning. I would like to see Justin Fields in Pittsburgh. I know the world has him in Atlanta, and there might be a lot of sense to be made in that as well. But I'd like to see Mike Tomlin with that quarterback, with that opportunity finally to silence all of the critics, and there are a lot of them locally, about what this team can do, about what he can do. You put Justin Fields on the Steelers, I think they're a Super Bowl candidate. Number two, I believe the Raiders desperately need to move up to draft a quarterback. They are not in a position right now where they could go up and get one of the quote-unquote big three in this draft. Are they willing to be that aggressive? Maybe. If they're not willing to be that aggressive, maybe they move up just a few spots to make sure they get their choice of J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix or any of the next collection of quarterbacks. And the reason I don't think they can is because at my number one, and I believe this is a real possibility, I'd like to see the New York Giants make an aggressive move up to number three, trading with New England and taking Drake May. I believe May will be the quarterback who is available at number three. I think Caleb Williams goes one. I think Jaden Daniels goes two. Who does Drake May remind you at least a little bit of? Josh Allen? Maybe? Could Brian Daboll find his next Allen here? Bring Drake May in. Let him sit a year or maybe at least part of a year. Let Daniel Jones try and prove that he deserves to remain the quarterback of that team. And if it doesn't go that way, because I don't think the Giants are sold that that is their future, I think Brian Daboll and Drake May might be a very nice combination going forward. So those are five moves I would like to see going forward. Louis Riddick, as my general manager, you're the general manager of this team, that's damn sure.
Okay.
But start at number one. What do you think?
You know, look, I like Drake May. I like him, and I see the natural comparison in terms of body type and kind of the way he plays the game. Look, Daniel Jones, look, he's coming off of an ACL, and it's kind of cap prohibitive for them to kind of move him right now. I think they're stuck with Daniel Jones. I don't think they're going to be able to do anything at quarterback. I think they've kind of made their bed with him, so I think they're kind of stuck. But I understand why you're saying this. This is the one that's most intriguing. For the Raiders to trade up to try and take a quarterback, you know the quarterback they need to trade up and try and get? Is Jaden Daniels. You know why? Guess who was at Arizona State when Jaden Daniels was a freshman? Antonio Pierce. Mm. Okay? There's a natural connection there. And look, the Raiders want to be a deep ball type of play action type team that wants to put the ball down the field. Have you watched Jaden Daniels throw the deep ball? Did you watch him throwing the football to Malik Nabers this year? This kid is a Raider through and through. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. That one makes sense. I just don't know if they can get all the way up there because Washington needs somebody too. All right? Fields to the Steelers. Perfect sense. Mike Tomlin really wants to attack you on the edges. Mm-hmm. Of course, they are a downhill football team. Mike wants to attack the C, D, E gaps outside. RPOs with Justin Fields and his ability to run and throw and with the running backs that they have. Are you kidding me?
And you like the connection with the new offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. Look, Arthur Smith, think of what Arthur Smith did for Ryan Tannehill when Ryan Tannehill took over in Tennessee after Marcus Mariota was sat down. The play-action passing game, the run emphasis, the deep shot passing game, it fits Justin Fields perfectly. It's what Chicago should have been doing with him all along, and they didn't. He would be a perfect fit there. He'd be a perfect fit in Atlanta, too, with Zach Robinson and Raheem Morris down there running that. T.J. Yates, the quarterback coach. He fits perfectly those two places. Diggs to the Cowboys. This is interesting to me only because I just don't know if Dallas is big enough for him, CD, Micah, and all these guys. And plus, remember now, CD's going to get a contract next year, mm-hmm. a huge one. Micah's going to get a contract next year, a huge one. Dak has to redo his deal. They're also about $14 million over the cap. Diggs ain't going down there for cheap now.
Exactly.
He's like, look, I ain't giving you no discount. I ain't even from there. I ain't giving you no hometown discount. Adams to the Jets.
Hold off on that one because we're going to talk about that one a little bit later. We're going to dive into Devontae.
See, I'm just on a roll.
Let's stay with the quarterbacks, though. Here's what I think. And again, with regards to Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. I think the Giants are married to him for one more year and one more year only. So you bring in Drake May, if indeed that's who's there at three, and I believe he will be, and you let him be the heir apparent, and you see where that thing goes. The writing is on the wall with Daniel Jones. Brian Daboll can start, you know, constructing his new Frankenstein's monster, whatever it is that you want to, however you want to describe that, and I believe they could finally address in a long-term way their quarterback question in New York. What do you think?
I just don't know if they can get ahead of Washington.
They don't have to get ahead of Washington. They go up to get to New England's spot at three.
Can I just ask a question? Who is going to be New England's quarterback?
Well, let me bring that up.
About to get into another
Matt Miller, who is one of our top draft guys mm-hmm. and whose opinion I respect, tweeted that he does not believe that the Patriots should draft a quarterback at three because they're not ready to support one. They're going to bring someone into a bad situation.
Why would you do that to Mayo? Why would you do that to Mayo?
Hey, you know what? Mayo?
Mayo mac and cheese when we know that ship has sailed? You know, they got to figure something out there. And if he got an opportunity to get a franchise quarterback, you sit him if you have to.
It's always the right time to draft a franchise quarterback if you believe it. Okay.
Does New England expect to be back up there again?
Exactly. And you can't just assume that, you know, down the road that this is going to be another guy. Like, we'll just build everything else and then we'll just go out and pick a quarterback. It doesn't happen like that. They don't grow on trees. Look, last year when CJ went to Houston, did we think Houston was uniquely set up to support CJ Stroud?
We did not.
Absolutely not. Not at all. You were like, okay, let's see. He's going to have Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Devin Singletary, offensive line got beat. No, they were like, yeah, take him because he's a franchise quarterback. Yeah. Carolina the same way. That's why they took Bryce. You have to draft a quarterback if you're New England. If you believe that Mac is broken, so to speak, and that he's just not the guy, then you have to – you tell me if Drake May is sitting there or if Jaden Daniels was sitting there, or who knows, maybe if even J.J. McCarthy's sitting there, you're just going to go, you know what, we'll take a guard. No, that's not what you're going to do. You have to take him if you're convicted.
Could you, in theory, trade back a few spots and take J.J. McCarthy? You sat here on this set and told me there are evaluators out there who like J.J. McCarthy as much as they like Drake May.
There are people who have J.J. McCarthy ahead of Drake May.
So if you're New England, could you consider moving back a little
if you start assessing the market and believe whether or not you can get him at better value and you can slide down and still get your guy, of course.
Or you don't like it.
New England has done that too much in their history under Bill.
They
move back and move back and continue to get value these picks, and those picks turned out to be nothing burgers.
No, I got you. But you know what? Because that happened to Bill doesn't mean that's a dictate what you're doing now.
But if you're saying that Drake May or Jaden Daniels are lotto studs, then you go get that guy for your young rookie coach. You got to go out there and make
that. Let me get Kmart into the conversation. What do you make of all – we've got the Giants piece of this. We've got what Matt said about the Patriots. What is your take on all of this?
Love Matthew Miller. Love my guy. No, they should not overlook the quarterback position. So when you said, oh, the Giants should just go up to where the Patriots are, my first thought was, why would New England, who has an issue at quarterback, say, oh, sure, New York. Here, you take this quarterback.
We're Robert Bailey.
I think if you believe in a guy, I'm all for the Jets drafting Mark Sanchez because Rex was like, that's my guy. I want it. You don't know how it's going to pan out, but it's the conviction. So if the Patriots see quarterbacks that they want, if they want J.J. McCarthy and they can wait till later, sure.
You know what else?
But there's just no.
You know what else, Greeny?
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah, look, it's not a guarantee that you're going to like be able to like build this rock solid foundation before you bring in a quarterback anyway. You're just as likely to miss on a guard, a safety, a running back, a wide receiver as you are the quarterback. So if you're convicted on the quarterback, but you think your roster is still weak, you got to take him.
Is not the other side of that, that the roster is so weak, the cupboard is so bare, that the way to begin building it up again is to accumulate as many picks as you can.
This sounds like Chicago to me with Justin Fields. And the cupboard's bare. And what did they do? They went and got the quarterback. But now we're looking at the situation.
But that's the opposite. I mean, that and look how badly that worked out.
This is where Styles to come.
If you could move down.
Yeah.
And you thought, I'm just saying, hypothetically, you think J.J. McCarthy is a two-contract, 10-year, 12-year player. And you feel like, look, I can move out of there. I can accumulate some picks. I can address some of these holes. And I can still get my franchise quarterback. Then, of course, you entertain doing that. Of course, you start thinking, all right, I don't care if we've done that in the past and we've messed. Yeah. You have to go ahead and adopt that strategy. There's no question about it.
Or the alternative is you trade out of it completely. You start accumulating you start building up a new roster and you get a veteran quarterback this year. One of those who isn't super like Russell Wilson's going to cost next to nothing to a point you made earlier, or whoever it is you like. And you spend a year genuinely trying to build the thing instead of bringing in a young kid who's going to get his brains beat in.
But you can do both. You can bring in a veteran quarterback and still draft the young quarterback and build the roster around him and let him learn, let the game settle and slow down. That used to be how we used to do it. When you think about Carson Palmer sitting behind John Kitna.
Yes, correct. No.
That's how you used to do it.
And Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love and plenty of other people, and that's
Patrick
what I was
Mahomes.
Suggesting.
I just do not agree with thinking that, you know what, we'll take our swing at it somewhere down the road and hope another guy
kick
comes
the can
along.
Down the road.
You know what, the
especially
best,
if you believe in someone.
And you're that high already. You don't expect to be that bad again.
The best things on your list? Devontae to the Jets. Oh. Love that for you.
Yes.
But really, Justin Fields to the Steelers.
Diggs to Cowboys. You've been hanging around Tannenbaum too.
Just watch this pick, though. This team.
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
Matches.
I hope it works.
Relationships.
Out.
Just check out Jaden Daniels. Look, Hembo was sending me stuff about Jaden Daniels, what he has said about Antonio Pierce, how he likes him, the relationship that they have. That one works.
Will they make a big swing?
That works.
They would have
try to.
That's a big move to get from where they are to get all the way
and
up.
And if they do that, why would they do that?
If they do
great
that,
question.
Then why would they trade Devontae Adams?
Exactly.
Let's get to Devontae Adams as we go. First, let me remind you that ESPN Bet is the official sportsbook of ESPN. It's the only place to find exclusive offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sportsbook bet. Download today. What a play. Coming up, much more reaction to the green list, including the Devontae of it all. Plus, will King Henry be holding court in Jerry's world? And can Kirk Cousins cash in again? Where will he be a difference maker? The answers are next. Let's get up on ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before And One mixtapes, there was the Harlem Globetrotters. The exhibition basketball team is part comedy, part competition, and all skill. Founded in Chicago in 1926, the Harlem Globetrotters have been home to legends like Fred Curley Neal, Meadowlark Lemon, and yes, even Wilt Chamberlain. Now approaching their 100th year as an American institution, the Globetrotters are still, well, trotting, actively touring across the country with no signs of slowing down.
And we're back on Get Up. And if you're just joining us, we just did today's green list, which are the top five moves I'd like to see made this offseason. We focused heavily at the top of the list on the quarterbacks, including my belief that the Giants should try and trade up and draft Drake May. And Lewis strongly believes the Raiders need to trade up for a quarterback as aggressively as they can. Now, if they do that, that might not fit hand in glove with my number five move, which is the trading of Davante Adams. But let's go to you because I know this is your dream as well as it is mine. Davante Adams decided that maybe the grass would be just as green with his old buddy Derek Carr in Las Vegas. And look what's turned out. He hasn't sniffed the playoffs. Reunite with his old pal, put the gang back together, give it one last shot. The Jets are in, I don't know that any team has ever been in as desperate a win-now mode as the Jets are right at this minute. So Davante Adams to the Jets, what do you think?
I think it's perfect because, you know, for the Jets to go out and get a young receiver top of the market, it's going to mess up the schedule when you have to pay Garrett Wilson.
Right.
So you take a guy like Davante Adams, whose contract expires in 2 years, that's right around the time you want to get your young receiver an extension. And it's somebody that can also take a little pressure off of Garrett Wilson and also create easy throws. Because what happens is the bad news about the Jets is they had a tremendous draft. And Jermaine Johnson's going to be up at the same time. Sauce Gardner, two-time, first-time All-Pro is going to be up. And Garrett Wilson's going to be up all at the same time. So if you can get Davante Adams in, and his cap number is now a lot cheaper than what the top of the market receivers are going to get, what, $17 million a year, the Jets can absorb that. That gives them a guy on the outside. They didn't expect Corey Davis to be going last year. That's what really hurt him. They didn't expect Alan Lazard to come in and be a second receiver. They expect him to be a third receiver. So Davante Adams to the Jets is a home run.
What do you think?
We see.
Yeah, I like it on paper.
What do you mean on paper?
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm
not interested in on paper, Lewis. I mean, I've had enough wins on
Lewis,
paper.
Lewis, tread carefully, because, please.
And they went on the grass.
Yeah, he would. I mean, naturally. I mean, he'd hit the ground running, and he would upgrade their offense. And there's a natural synergy. There's relationships. There's all that kind of stuff. But look, if you're the Raiders right now, you got to also start thinking this, too. Look, if we're in the market for a new young quarterback, I mean, we would love to have a guy like Davante Adams here. Is Davante going to be there, though, you know, for the duration of your young quarterback's, let's just say at the very least, first contract? Probably not. He's probably going to be someone who's going to move on down the road. So maybe you're interested in just resetting the whole thing in Vegas anyway with AP out there. This is what's more interesting to me, though. And look, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Davante to the Jets makes sense.
Right.
Here's what's interesting to me about how this whole thing works, right? So Luke Getsy is now the new offensive coordinator in Vegas.
Correct.
Luke Getsy was the offensive coordinator in Chicago.
Right.
They fired him because they didn't feel as though he got the most out of Justin Fields. The Raiders need a young quarterback to come in. The Raiders just hired Luke Getsy, and they're going to entrust him with whoever it is that they try and bring in here. Do you see how, like, kind of weird the NFL is sometimes?
Right.
One organization says, you weren't good enough to get the best out of our first-round pick. Another organization says, here, we'll entrust you with ours because we're going to draft him. See, it's one of the most – I can't really find the right words for it that I can say on TV right now, but it's a very convoluted type of circle that goes on in the NFL.
Yeah, I get it.
But I will say this, though. Like, he is going to have a second crack at developing a very, very talented prospect at the most important position of all sports. And I hope the Raiders made the right choice because this is big.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing they need to do in order to ensure that is to trade Davante Adams.
Oh, yeah, back to your point.
Jets.
Yeah, of course. So just send him to the Jets.
Talk to me, Kmart.
Listen, Greeny,
it makes too much sense not to happen.
Way too
much. I want nice things for you.
Me too.
I want that Aaron the jersey isn't
jersey,
even.
The
where did
wow.
it go?
It's refurbished.
It's refurbished.
Yeah,
in refurbished.
Okay.
The jersey.
The season, ladies and gentlemen, the season was so horrific that Michael Greenberg took Aaron Rodgers' jersey off
the
wall.
Let the record show that's not exactly what happened. But okay, either way.
But no, I want you to be excited about this team because it is Super Bowl or bust for the Jets. Like, there is no other option for them with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. So the more weapons you have, this has to be Woody Johnson, Joe Douglas, all in. We will get whoever and do whatever it is to win a championship. They also need to get some offensive linemen.
I was about to say that.
I
was about to say that.
It's ways to address offensive
right, line. Because they've got weapons. They got a ton of weapons. But a Davante Adams, the best friend of your quarterback, makes too much sense. Does it make sense for the Raiders?
Garrett Wilson's already gave up number 17. It's floating. It's there waiting for Devontae to come. Garrett Wilson's moving to 5 next year.
So, Lewis, is it safe to say you love it? I mean, if there's one thing, if I'm just trying to read your face.
You know, I like it. I'm okay. You know me, though, man. You know me. Like, I'm a skeptic when it comes to the Jets. Because I quite honestly, look, offensively, they're kind of built wrong. They're built outside in. Look, we need more like consistency, and we need more of a foundation internally. You saw how this football team rotted from the inside out offensively.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When this offensive line, you can't. I don't care how many pieces you have on the perimeter. And I know this is a great draft for offensive linemen. There's no doubt about that, especially offensive tackles. They better get some. Better get some and make sure that they can protect their quarterback coming off of a major injury now.
They have two. They have two linemen. And, you know, when they were great, they drafted two.
They bought two, right?
You know, they bought two. They drafted two. They have two that you can count on, Tippmann and Vera Tucker, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is that he's never been healthy. But the bottom line of it is this. Yes, they need to get the offensive line fixed. But no team has ever been in a position where they're trying to capture lightning in a bottle than the Jets are right this minute. You're trying to win with a 41-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles tendon surgery, with the coach and a general manager who are getting fired if things go sideways this season. The owner has basically said all of that. So there's never been a team more all in than they are right now.
Do we really think that the Jets, realistically?
Yeah.
Like, as a Jets fan, are you realistically believing that they can go from what happened last year to the Super Bowl?
If you're a Jets fan, you believe that can really happen. That ain't happening.
Lou, they won. It's not happening. They won 7 last year.
Producers,
you don't think
that,
it's wars 3? You don't think he can get them 10, get them in the tournament with that defense? And if Aaron Rodgers is there to make certain decisions, listen, they can compete with anybody. You know, but they need Aaron Rodgers to stay healthy.
You know what? Let me put it this. Look, I'm not being disrespectful to the Jets, because I love many of the things that they're doing. I just think the AFC, these other teams in the AFC, they are getting better too. Baltimore's going to be better. Cincy's going to be better. Pittsburgh's going to be better. Kansas City's going to be right back in it again. They ain't going to the Super Bowl.
Baltimore has 50 free agents, man. They got to try to resign. They got no offensive line as well. Ronnie Staley's a $100 million disaster right now.
They lost multiple coaches. They're going to be better, though.
It's two quarterbacks that I trust to not panic when they go against
Patrick
Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers, and that's Joe Burrow. Yes. Everybody else had a glazed look on their face whenever they faced Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm.
Final word from Kmart, go.
I just need Lewis Riddick not to be such a wet blanket.
Yes,
honestly.
You know what? He don't
get
have to
on
fear
board,
Patrick
Lewis.
Mahomes. He better fear whoever's rushing him, because they better get some offensive linemen.
They will.
That's who he better fear.
I got the plan right here.
Yeah, Bart's going to take care of absolutely everything. And candidly, if everything goes sideways on us, Bart may be the only one left in the building. By the way, the ACC-SEC Wednesday college basketball double header is tonight on ESPN and the app. We got Duke taking on Miami. We got Kentucky taking on LSU. All the action tonight on ESPN and the ESPN app. Coming up, top of the hour, Micah Parsons and Stephen A. Smith sounding off. The Cowboys star defends his quarterback, but the real question is why? Don't miss this next.